your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
And now, a star is born. On March 22nd, 1923, the world welcomed little baby Marcel Marceau. There was slight worry when the famous French mime came into the world.
Oh, doctor, why is he not crying?
Perhaps we cannot hear his cries through this invisible box he appears to be trapped in. Oui?
Sacre bleu, so annoying.
Marcel Marceau. A star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says about his decision to recognize Israel's control of the Golan Heights, territory also claimed by Syria.
I've been thinking about doing it for a long time. It's been a very hard decision for every president. No president has done it.
And no other nation recognizes Israel's sovereignty in the Golan Heights. The president also tells Fox Business Network about working with House Democrats.
The easiest thing is infrastructure. They want it. I want it. I spoke to Nancy Pelosi about it the other day.
Maybe something on immigration as well, he says. Great Britain's exit from the European Union will now not happen next Friday as scheduled. It's delayed about 2 weeks or 2 months, with Parliament being given one more chance next week to pass a deal outlining the terms.
If Parliament does not agree a deal next week, the EU Council would extend Article 50 until the 12th of April.
Prime Minister Theresa May, if a deal does pass after two rejections, the breakup wouldn't kick in until May 22nd. This is Fox News.
You know, there are some things I've always wondered about. Greg Budell, during all the years of your career on radio, what's one thing you've learned from your listeners?
Hey, never touch a black man's radio, boy!
Jay Scott, you work very closely with Emily Hayes. What's the one thing you ask her every morning?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
And Emily Hayes, how do you respond?
Shut up, Jay!
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. What's the one thought, other than chicken, that's usually going through your mind?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
And Rich Thomas. I know sometimes it gets confusing in the weather center, but just how confusing does it get?
Who are you?
You.
No, not me, you.
Yes, I am you.
Just answer the damn questions. Who are you?
I have told you.
Are you deaf?
I did not say what. I said you.
That's what I'm asking you.
And you is answering.
Shut up. You.
Yes?
Not you, him. What's your name?
Me.
Yes, you.
I am me.
It's me. And I'm you.
And I'm about to whoop your old ass.
Just some things I've always wondered about. Now stand by for Three Men.
Shut up.
And a Lady.
Welcome to Three Men and a Lady. Our conundrum coming up about smell. Jay Scott is here. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
Before we go to the adorable from Georgia, from Alabama.
Hey.
Hey, I got some food for thought this morning.
Okay.
I looked and there was the big moon this morning.
Yep.
And this is what I'm thinking. If there's a man on the moon, you know, they say there's a man on the moon.
Right.
Why didn't that man, when we sent up our men, why didn't that man say to our astronauts, hey, I'm here. Take me back with you. Or let me show you around the moon. I think I'm funny. I wanted to do this when my granddaughter was in the car with me. I was taking her to school, but I had the wrong number.
Oh.
And she was encouraging me.
Oh.
Do it, Grandma. Do it.
The
moon was something else.
Yeah,
the moon was very impressive this morning.
Yes, but you know, you've heard the phrase, the man in the moon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rings a bell.
Okay. If there's a man in the moon, why didn't he do something with our astronaut?
Right.
Yeah. You know why? Because the astronaut never did land on the moon.
I see the Hollywood set.
Because if they would have, they would have brought back all that cheese, because we know that the moon is made of cheese, right?
Yeah. So anyways, I just thought I'd be funny.
We appreciate your call, Georgia.
Usually I'm not funny. I'm very political.
So, we appreciate you calling.
Have
a great
day.
Weekend.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Sunshine and nice today with a high temperature up to about 71. That's actually normal. That's an old song.
Rainbows.
Everything.
I don't know the name of the song.
Sunshine.
How about Jonathan Edwards' Sunshine, one of the most annoying songs.
There you go. That's a quickie right before news time. Clear skies, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 41. Tomorrow, more sun. Nearly perfect. Here it is Saturday. Here it is spring break. Here it is high in the mid-70s and near 70 on the coast. A little cooler because of the chilly Gulf waters now at 65. Sunshine on Sunday with a high around 77 here, 70 on the coast. Abundant sun and then increasing clouds Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Monday and Monday night, some of which could be on the strong side. The jury is out on whether we're going to see a severe weather event, but every storm system this time of the year is automatically suspect. Right now, this morning, we have northwest winds at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 71%. The temperature is 47. The time, 8:08.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, here with Jay.
Jay.
To talk to you about the seafood bistro.
The man on the moon.
Oh. Let me tell you, the food at the seafood bistro is out of this world. That'll send you to the moon, over it maybe.
Yep.
With some fantastic, delicious seafood.
And what is today? It's Friday, so for all of you observing Lent.
Not me.
Me. Find your fish options there.
Good
mighty
fish options.
Tasty fish right. options.
Hey, I wonder for the tournaments if they've got wings this weekend going on.
Oh, they got wings.
I'm sure they do.
You don't need a tournament to enjoy some Seafood Bistro wings.
You don't need no tournament.
It's the just because I can order chicken from Seafood Bistro section of the menu.
It literally says that.
That's exactly what it says. The large order of wings, the medium order of wings, and then, of course, there's the flavors you can put on it. The Craven Cajun, the honey barbecue, the Saigon Sweet Heat, the teriyaki, and the lemon pepper, which is my go-to for that one. Check out the full menu online at theseafoodbistro.com, and you can put your order in there, pick it up that day, or maybe you want to put an order in for tomorrow. You can do that as well. Everything from that website, and don't forget the delivery apps that are on your phone. Seafood Bistro is a part of them as well. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. It is the Seafood Bistro.
All right, I need to know.
He's throwing stuff at me.
It's fun.
I need to know the identity of the substance that has made the most popular smell list and the most unpopular smell list.
I thought you were going to ask about the identity of the substance.
I thought we were going to talk about the tube again.
And is that the answer?
Oh, God, love you.
You know what Dr. Love said?
What?
Don't be putting stuff on your ear. You don't know what it is.
First he said headphone pinch.
Possibly.
Pimple.
Ooh.
Early small staph abscess. Sudden, followed by sudden and miserable death.
I'm going to go with the beginnings of like a bump, like a pimple type thing, you know? I'm going to go with the beginnings of that.
Dogs, old dogs get those things.
I get them on my ear from time to time. And they're annoying, and sometimes they hurt.
They're very annoying, and they have messed. This whole day has been a...
Especially when it's behind.
A karma wreck for me.
It's behind your ear like this, and then you put your headphones on, and it just pushes against it.
Well, for years, I was mystified why I would get, like, you know, under the ear, right behind it, where there's that little thing where you can put your thumb like I'm doing now.
Well, yeah.
And I would get these stabbing pains there, and a doctor finally explained. He said, do you drink? And I said, yes. Do you drink hard liquor or beer? Hard liquor.
Yes.
Do you drink...
I mean, that's what I would have said.
Do you drink hard liquor... while you've been eating anything that you put ketchup or mustard on? And I said, yes. And he says, that's the problem. It's called tomato burn.
Tomato burn?
Tomato burn.
Never heard of it.
If you consume alcohol and enough ketchup or any highly acidic substance, you will get that. And you don't want to. It hurts. It's very uncomfortable. And it takes a while for it to go away. But
the
that's
things,
the, ow,
the
that's,
things that you have suffered through, all in the name of good radio. Bless your heart.
This one is...
The three of us.
Yeah.
Well, no. No, you guys make it possible to get through this. That's why I brought you burgers.
You are you're a happier guy than you were before we started this morning. At 20 minutes till 6, you were dragging.
Because you and Bailey, you can't stay in a down mood, you know. So I see you guys, then Jay and Emily come in. And,
then it all goes to crap again.
It does not. Anyway, what is this substance that is at the... is on the most popular and unpopular smell list. 272-9228 is the number to call. I have the torture music on standby here.
I actually enjoy the Michael Bolton. And
presenting Kenny two G contemporary number. Artists. One, the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G. The other, the undisputed heavyweight champ, blue-eyed soul, Michael Bolton.
The most popular and unpopular smell is what made Bowie.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
What would be unpopular and popular?
All right, we're going to do a quick traffic update when we come back. Either coming back to the rest of the torture music or a winning...
Montgomery Skywatch rolling right on through the 8 o'clock hour, and the traffic is thinning out quite a bit. The boulevard's still pretty busy. It's stop and go at the traffic lights, but we don't have any major accidents or problems to slow you down. Same story on I-85 and I-65. Just watch out for the traffic around you. If you're headed into town out of Wetumpka, no problems there, but you will slow down at the Redland Road traffic light. If you're coming in out of Prattville, the jam up on I-65 is over with, so just take it easy as you head into downtown. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, Rich, a week from now, we'll be able to watch Heidi Watney and Quick Pitch.
Oh, my gosh, at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Wait. I hope they use the same theme song. Yeah. I'm going to be playing it in a second.
All right. That band has a new single out, so I wouldn't be surprised.
What's the name of the band?
Fits in the Tantrums.
Fits in the Tantrums. All right.
I haven't heard that part of the song.
All right, so there we go. The phones are going crazy.
What is the substance that makes the most popular and unpopular smell list? Mike, you get to go first.
What do you think, Mike?
Popcorn.
No, it doesn't, but
it's not it.
It's a good guess. Thanks. Now, don't forget, you're in our end-of-the-hour drawing.
No.
Here's Ken P.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, is it petroleum?
Interesting.
Joey, that's disgusting.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Petroleum is not the answer, but it's a good guess.
It is? That's okay.
Very good guess, yes.
Huh?
Thank you.
Huh?
J-Dub.
Hi.
What is this?
Old people.
Old people.
I wasn't done.
Okay.
Old people cooking. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Oh, that's the ticket. No,
I'm sorry. When I first asked the question, I thought you were looking for two different smells.
No, I was gonna say it's one smell that's popular and unpopular. It's both. It reminds me, we had this big mystery when I was a kid in grade school. I remember a teacher was, it was a fairy tale about somebody who had to come up with a food that was hot and cold to save the life of a princess.
Uh-huh.
And all those dopey little kids, I was beaver age then, we're all sitting there wondering, what food could be hot and cold that would save her life?
Uh-huh.
Ice cream sundae. Oh. I thought Sunday was the answer.
Oh.
Oh, because of the hot fudge.
I'm glad I'm reliving all these memories before I die. It's just
Shut
great.
This
is great.
It's kind of like what's black and white and red all over?
Newspaper.
Ooh, a newspaper. Right. Don't ask about the frog in the blender, though. That's not.
J-Dub, thanks for the call. Once again, here is the challenge to you. It's a substance.
Oh, it's a substance.
It's a substance. I'll call it a liquid. It's a liquid substance that makes the most popular smell list and the most unpopular smell list.
Oh, okay.
It's a liquid.
So you said to somebody that they were sort of close?
Somebody has been close so far. But I'm not going to go back and revisit that answer because that'll just give it away.
Okay.
And we still got plenty of time to kill here between.
I think you got it, Jay. I think
now on our arrival to Camp Newsviews.
I'm concerned, though, if he's got it.
I think he does.
Yeah. Lisa?
Betty, please, no more Kenny G. I'm guessing something in the skunk.
Skunk?
Skunk!
Yeah, but... Yeah, that would be unpleasant, but who thinks skunk is
some
pleasant?
Some people find it pleasant.
Oh,
some
really?
People find there's some kind of musk or something in it.
Oh, that's what I'm wearing.
No.
Ode to skunk.
No. Pepe Le Pew.
Thank you.
Would have been great.
Maybe in Canada.
Made that first song after Rumors, Skunk instead of Tusk. Dunk, dunk, dunk. 272-9.
Who's talking to this?
I'm going to wait till he takes his collar.
The finest skunk.
I still haven't done the food out special.
What's the percent of your last volume time? In my headphones? I got a little blown out on that last one.
Oh?
There you go.
Yeah, it, real hot. Okay.
Who do we have on the phone, Jay?
Teddy. All right, Teddy.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
What is the smell that makes the most popular and unpopular smell list?
Tengo gasolina.
Let's see if that's it. Could it be gasoline? Yes!
All right, so somebody said petroleum, and... there you go, gasoline.
Sweet.
How about model glue?
Well, we didn't know. We were innocent. We didn't know that airplane glue did that to you.
Why's my brother in such a good mood?
Why are they building an Air Force in the basement? We didn't know. And they didn't either.
Right.
Anyway, you won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. So hang on.
Very nice.
And Jay will set that up for you at 819, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Elmore County officials are looking for a missing man. Authorities say 47-year-old James Tutson was last seen on March 6th when he left his home in Elmore County. They say he was heading to work in Montgomery, but never arrived. A body was found in the Coosa River after a high-speed chase ended in the river last night. Police say that Alabama Department of Corrections officers were chasing a car that left Tutwiler Prison. Authorities say two passengers, a mother and a two-year-old child, were able to make it out of the car. The child was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And Michael Fritz has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. He joins a crowded field of 10 candidates in the race for mayor. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Centers for Disease Control report over 38 million Americans are drinking too much. Binge drinking during time off is becoming a danger to the nation's health. So as a public service, we would like to remind everyone who may drink this weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody! Thank you.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Salmon has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. 2 buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe?
What the clock?
Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays, now through March 30th. Earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What the clock?
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The week is up. The week can save my soul, cause I've been working every day. You know, too many meetings and this traffic got you losing control. Friday's a drug to me, now give to me a beer that is cold. I want the brunch life. Saturday night has a lot to unfold. I'm leaving now, let's go. Now it is the weekend. Said I can make your weekend. Saturday morning when the sun comes out, I was sleeping with my shades pulled down. Then I will binge Netflix on my couch, grabbing some booze and then I'll chug it down. We will be dancing till we get kicked out of every.
WACV. I have to finish the text to Dr. Love. I am not trying to drive you crazy.
Did you do the ha 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 thing?
No, I didn't have time. He knows.
Understood.
We are at 8:25. I mentioned that Food Outlet has specials every week, and I meant to do those earlier this hour, and I couldn't find my sheet.
They're there.
But here they are. Western-style pork ribs are 96 cents a pound. So if you're doing basketball at home this weekend, you can rib out. You can roast out. Sirloin tip, 284 a pound. A little cricket dust. Not a little. I would rub the cricket dust on a sirloin tip roast, I think.
Yeah, I'm a big cricket dust guy.
I like cricket dust.
You started me on that.
Pork chops, 97 cents, bake them or grill them. Large tomatoes are 74 cents a pound. And Bluebell ice cream, the big half gallon, $4.83. Now, I've seen that priced at the chain stores, and it's $7.99.
It is expensive.
So save money, not just on these items, but throughout the store.
What about Wild Mike's Ultimate Pizza? Is that on sale this week? Do you know?
Wild Mike's, let's see. Yes, what a question. Wild Mike's Ultimate Pizza is $3.85.
You're kidding.
That's the ultimate pizza.
Right. Is so, that the 2-pound pepperoni combo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good.
You got it. Wild Mike's Ultimate Pizza. You know what else they have for about the same price?
What is that?
Uno's. Price? I should have said that's the cost.
Yeah.
I missed it. I missed an airplane. Now you know I got a problem. Now you know there's something wrong with me. But they sell the Uno's pizza, which is the Chicago deep dish. And it's not bad. Bake it in the oven for about 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And one of those will feed two people.
I bet.
And give you your pizza fix.
The tomatoes there are the best because we get to sample them every week on the BLTs.
And if I'm still with us on Tuesday.
Oh, jeez. God, Marty.
Jeez.
Flair for the dramatic.
All right, let's talk about celebrity pairs who get confused with each other. And this came up earlier this week on our Star Is Born bit.
Mm-hmm.
When the doctor was delivering baby and said Glenn Close, but it was actually Meryl Streep's birthday. They get confused with each other. I know who Amy Adams is. I don't know about Isla Fisher.
Yeah, I confuse those two. They're both redheads, both about the same height, very similar facial features.
Amy Adams is very oddly hot. Zooey Deschanel and Katy Perry, that's more your generation.
Excuse me?
Isn't Zooey Deschanel one of yours? Katy Perry? Jay?
They're not my people.
But you would know more about them.
Yeah, I can see the similarities in there.
Ed Sheeran and Prince Harry.
Oh.
She's got a thing for redheads.
Yeah.
Keira Knightley, I know who she is. And Daisy Ridley.
I don't know who Daisy Ridley is.
She was in the new Star Wars movies.
So do your people.
I only know her for that. If she was not in Star Wars,
was she the aggressive one?
Sure.
Okay.
Here's what I agree with. Jessica Chastain and Bryce Dallas Howard.
There Absolutely. You go. Yeah. That's a good one.
Rob Lowe and John Stamos.
No.
I used to get Rob Lowe and Robert Downey Jr. a little mixed up every time. No, this is going way back, though.
I can see that. I don't think that's a big
stretch. This was before his Iron Man days.
Oh, okay.
Until somebody's image is burned into our brain.
I think it was because they both went through some really horrible experiences in their lives with drugs and rehab stuff.
Yeah. But Robert Downey Jr., I think more than...
Oh, Robert Downey Jr., definitely more than...
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, man.
Rob Lowe did...
Less Than Zero makes me cry.
Have a movie that got out there.
Yeah, had a film.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that movie.
Yeah.
Boy, we all thought his career was over, like in the late, because that was just such shocking.
That was in Atlanta, by the way.
Event, yeah. But he survived it just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. We have, for those who are watching basketball in bars, 5 unwritten bar rules you might be breaking.
Okay.
Can you tell me, because I haven't been in a bar in 30 years. So you tell me, do not wave money at your bartender.
Rude!
Oh, no.
I think you would know that, even not being in a bar. I think you would know. I think that goes for any business.
You don't shake money at a bartender.
And a really smart thing to do if it's a busy bar and you want good service for the rest of the night, tip him up front really big.
Yeah, tip on each drink instead of tipping at
and
the end.
And they will seek you out.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I used to do that.
Yeah.
If it's crowded, have your drink order ready.
Yeah.
That's got to be frustrating.
Oh, man.
You finally get the bartender over in a crowded bar, then you go to your friends, what do you want?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, right.
People do that at the drive-thru all the time, too.
Yeah.
They'll do that in... I know there's some... Okay. Prime example, my trips to Seattle. Walk into a Starbucks. Man, we've been in this line now forever how long. When it comes up there, don't be like...
Gee, I don't know.
You know, I'm not... no, you need to have your order ready.
You have it ready, and do it, if you're at Starbucks, do it in the right nomenclature. You got to do it, right? I mean, exactly in the correct order, right?
Yeah, you have to say it in the correct order, and if you...
I want a venti...
Even if you get the right words, like the venti triple shot dry vanilla cappuccino, there's a certain way they write it on the cup.
Right.
So they have to call it back to you in the right order.
Right. It's
even if you use all the right words...
You can't get it out of order.
They have to call it back in the right order.
Right.
It also says, don't be a gerbil.
Don't be a gerbil? That's good.
That's the term that bartenders have for people who nervously shred napkins on the bar.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
If you do it by mistake, don't clean it up by putting the pieces in an empty glass. A plate is recommended.
Oh, okay.
Number four, stay out of the service area.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the only place you can go, though.
Right. Well, if you can't find a place to stand.
Yeah. How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
And then finally, when you play the do they have jukeboxes in bars?
Yes.
It's more high tech now.
It's not. No, I mean, it's like the TouchTunes jukebox and the AMI jukebox.
Now they're on her phone.
Yeah, you can control them from an app on your phone. They're at the Waffle House. It's not just bars.
Not at the Waffle House as I go to.
Yeah. Rich.
On Christmas Day.
Well,
with other men's wives.
Yeah, right. When you play to the when you play to the jukebox, play to the crowd. Don't pick a deep track nobody knows.
Paul, don't play Fish for 7 hours. I'll never get over that.
We used to laugh because we'd queue up Star Spangled Banner and just kind of laugh when it played.
My friend Paul, God love him, he's a huge Fish fan. And one night, he was like, yeah, how to get the most money out of the jukebox at Haley's? Play a couple of Fish tunes. And I'm telling you, for like the next 4 hours, those Fish songs were playing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't skip ahead.
Tom Jones for 39 times.
It's not unusual.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a bit bizarre.
It's 8:33. Back to the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Montgomery Skywatch is taking a final look at traffic around the river region for your Friday morning, and things look really good. Everything's okay on the interstates, no problems there. If you're on the boulevard, it's still pretty busy, but it's Friday. What do you expect? It's just stop and go at the traffic lights, so be careful out there. If you're using the 31 to get in or out of town, there are no troubles for you there as well. Let's be careful, enjoy your Friday, and we will see you this afternoon. On the ground or in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, always there for you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know,
I saw you put in Florida Man and your birthday.
Yeah, that's and the what Florida happens? Man challenge.
What happens? What's
well,
supposed to happen?
So many stupid things happen in Florida.
We tried to do it yesterday, but I was doing it wrong because I was adding the year of my birth as well. But you're only supposed to do the month and day and then Florida Man and then see what comes.
Oh, the month and day and then Florida Man?
Yeah.
All right, so put your 9/27 before Florida Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
9/27 Florida Man. What if my name comes up? I did a lot of stupid things down there.
What's supposed to happen?
I mean, I didn't type in 9/27 or whatever. Okay, what's yours again?
9/27.
Google Florida Man followed by your birthday.
September 27, Florida Man.
All I'm getting is Florida Man Challenge. Florida Man Challenge.
Yeah.
I can't find anything for mine.
Let me try it.
I mean, there are headlines here like Florida Man tased after walking naked around neighborhood. Jacksonville Beach's Florida Man is blowing in the winds again.
Ooh.
Florida Man hangs on after glider pilot forgets to strap him in. Florida woman passes gas, pulls knife on offended man.
I had... Rich, are you doing yours?
Yeah, trying to.
What was mine? Florida Man gets 40 years for plotting to bomb Target stores. That's great.
Mine didn't work, so...
Or I could go with Florida Man shot outside bar after rejecting shot inside bar.
squirrel attacks Florida man. Rodent was raised by neighbor.
Speaking of stupid, one of the announced Democratic presidential candidates will be one of our Morning Maroon nominees today.
Oh, really?
And I think anybody from any political side will agree that this is too weird to ignore.
Okay.
Hey, is the Powerball getting big again? I keep seeing people talking about it.
Close to half a billion.
No, babe, we need to go get Powerball tickets.
No, let's hope the legislature, they got a bill, a clean bill. Let's get with it, guys.
To quote my grandma.
So we can stop building schools in Georgia.
Crap in one hand and wish in the other. See
the
which
Rich
one
Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Weekend weather is great crap here. Sunshine.
I thought she had made her statement, and I was incorrect in attempting to move on.
Sunshine, nice today. High around 71. That's actually normal for this time of the year. Clear skies, chilly again tonight. You'll need a jacket. Odi low 41. Tomorrow, more sun, nearly perfect. This is going to be a picture postcard perfect weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Mid-70s here tomorrow, near 70 on the coast. Then on Sunday, sunshine, 77 here, 70 on the coast, abundant sunshine. Increasing clouds Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms likely Monday and Monday night. This is day 8 of the nice weather. Tomorrow's day 9 and Sunday's day 10, and then that's over. So that pattern is over, this long extended period of no storms. Right now this morning we have clear skies, northwest winds at 8 miles per hour, 71% relative humidity, temperature 47 at 837.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, folks. Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show was brought to you by Flashback Friday. I remember when I could go all spring break without even sleeping. Now I'm in my flannel jammies by 9 every night. Kind of sad.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
happy. Happy.
Sound pretty happy.
That's right. That is our winning word today. Happy. If you are listening this afternoon between 3 and 6, if I'm not here, Joey will ask you to be the ninth caller at 272-9228 and win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, which you can enjoy between 11 and 2 downtown at 201 Union with free underground parking, or, of course, the Boulevard location. And, yeah, pick it up today and redeem it while you're watching and go and watch some basketball.
Yeah.
Lotto Dave.
Hey.
Yeah. I heard you talking about how much the lotto is going to be. It's $625 million as of Saturday.
Well, call me when it's like $800.
Yeah, we're not going to waste our time and money.
I know.
Are you going to make a run?
I'll make a run. It probably won't be. I have to buy the weekend. I don't think Saturday ticket will be.
Mm-hmm.
But I pick them up Monday night. On Tuesday morning for you guys. If it hasn't been...
right.
One.
One.
Yes. Gotcha. Yeah. All right, Dave, we appreciate the call. Thank you.
Hey, and have a good weekend. I listen to you guys all the time.
Appreciate it.
I just don't call very often, you know. I mean, ain't no sense in bothering at these little piddly... $100 million bracket, huh?
Right. I don't have time for that.
Got to get up there for us. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
That's just chicken feet. All right.
Let's get that lotto bill through for all right, so we don't have to send people 100 miles away to the state line. It's crazy. And before I throw away this cute little cocktail napkin, good morning to Bob and Patsy Moore, who are listeners who joined us at Baumhauer's the other night. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Carey. I said former Secretary of State Jean Carey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees today. All right, now I mentioned one of the announced Democratic political candidates will be one of the nominees, and it's John Hickenlooper.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that name.
Now, one of the things that... he was the governor of Colorado.
He's on the Hickenlooper Humperdinck ticket.
Oh.
Yeah. Which John Jacob Hickenlooper.
Is he on the $10 bill, too?
Yeah, Hickenlooper.
For reasons that nobody will ever understand, during a CNN town hall meeting, he said, I didn't know what an X-rated movie was. I took my mother to see Deep Throat.
Oh, jeez.
Wonderful.
And said they had no idea that it was a dirty movie. He is full of crap.
How? Because how you wouldn't have been able to...
In the 70s, babies knew Deep Throat was a dirty movie.
Well, first of all, when you arrive at that particular theater...
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And it's not a mainstream theater.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to see Bambi on the screen.
And they're selling latex items next to the popcorn.
Right.
Did they sell popcorn?
I don't know. I think you pop your own. Anyway, I'm sorry. When I saw that, because I know how old this guy is. I don't believe this. I think anybody that does is a fool.
You're not that naive.
You don't go to your CD tour with him. He's the first person I've ever heard even say that.
You know, I mean, it's...
No. It's not buying it.
Well, it's classy porn.
Now we have a guy... I invented that term. Guy in Pennsylvania was... this is... One day, hopefully, he'll tell this story at one of those meetings that we attend. He wanted some beer really bad this past Wednesday, but it was 4 in the morning. Everything was closed. So he went to a beer distributor and crashed through the front doors with his SUV. No one was there. Nobody got hurt. He took two beers.
Right.
He reached through the broken doors, grabbed two cans of Bud Ice that cost $1.25 each, got back in his SUV and left. He did $15,000 worth of damage and is facing multiple felony charges for two beers. But that's what alcoholism will make you do. All right, and then finally, we have a 19-year-old kid in New York who stole a cab Tuesday, tried to drive it to Six Flags in New Jersey, but didn't realize it was closed.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh.
Park's closed. Moose out front should have told you.
So,
man.
There's the real freaking genius.
Well, I think the... Deep throat, deep mistake.
Deep mistake.
I'm sorry, I just don't buy the excuse.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
I just can't. I know you're going out of town, but I'll be at Infusion tomorrow.
I was there yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, and there was a young baseball player from Faulkner who was there getting an infusion, and it's very popular with athletes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe last year quite a few of the biscuits were regulars at Infusion as well.
Absolutely.
Because any sport can give you the little aches and pains the next day. And if you want those to heal fast, that's why Joey does cryotherapy after his yoga and workouts.
So this young guy was asking me, the glutathione came up, and he says, is that any good? I said, oh my gosh, let me tell you about glutathione. Mm. And I just gave him the whole nine yards on glutathione. He says, I'll have that too.
That's something you can buy and take home, or you can have them injected if you're doing an IV vitamin therapy treatment infusion, which can help you in so many ways, from losing weight to boosting energy, skin tone, and radiance. Just look at the menu and pick out the one that works best for you. Parting a little bit too hard, they have one for that as well. It's got a vitamin, multivitamin cocktail that will help replenish your system if you're feeling a little bit run down from going at it just a little bit too hard. CryoSkin 3.0 that can target cellulite and other fat on the body, can reduce your waistline by an inch in one single treatment. Ask Ryan Turner or Lori about any of those treatments at Infusion, which is 296-1662, 296-1662, or visit Infusion Cryo and Laser online. We'll have our grand prize winners for the week next.
Montgomery Skywatch is taking a final look at traffic around the river region for your Friday morning, and things look really good. Everything's okay on the interstates, no problems there. If you're on the boulevard, it's still pretty busy, but it's Friday. What do you expect? It's just stop and go at the traffic lights, so be careful out there. If you're using the 31 to get in or out of town, there are no troubles for you there as well. Let's be careful, enjoy your Friday, and we will see you this afternoon. On the ground or in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, always there for you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $899 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $1549. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids. Noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Caravina Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravinavillage.com today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Here's where we thank listeners who have participated in our silly show over the course of a week, and we have three great prizes to give away, and I'll let Emily describe number one.
First is a $25 gift certificate to the Capital Oyster Bar, courtesy of Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group. If you're looking to buy a home, if you need to sell a home, if you need to do anything home-related and want the help of someone who has a wicked sense of humor.
Yes.
Eddie Bader is who you want to get in touch with at the Goodson Group. And that $25 gift certificate to the Capital Oyster Bar, courtesy of Eddie and the Goodson Group, goes to caller number
29
is Mike M.
That's a nice thing. Food from the Capital Oyster Bar. Next up, the works from Don Duncan All-American Tower and Auto, full service hanging vehicle close to.
Caller number 8.
Whoa, going back earlier in the week, number 8 is Lindsay W. Okay. I don't know how you'd make that one a
Lindsay,
you have won the works, and that means you'll get a complete oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection of your brakes, and just as a way of saying thanks for choosing Don Duncan and any of the three locations, they will vacuum out your car. And when you pick it up, the floor, everything will look really, really nice.
It's all very nice.
Our grand prize worth $159 is Clark's Club membership for annual service on your heating and AC.
Number
38
is Ken P. Ken, that means that you will get two annual tune-ups to your heating and air conditioning system from Clark's. You will also enjoy the benefit of priority service should something go wrong, because, you know, it never goes wrong at a convenient time. As a member of the Clark's Club, and they have the most talented HVAC personnel and plumbers on the planet. Remember, for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com.
Well,
what are we going to do?
It's always
now?
Sad when the Emily segment of the week is over.
Yep.
Yeah, because it kind of means the end of the week is here as well.
Yeah.
Everybody have a good one.
Thank you. Be safe. Yeah.
And if I'm not dead, I'll see you Monday.
Don't come on.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window. window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon?
Bacon, that's right.
I have bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it? What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted. Foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey boy.
Attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.